Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. There have been no reports of major damage or injuries after a magnitude 7 earthquake in Northern California. KCBS Radio's Mike DeWall talked to people who felt the ground shake.
This business owner near San Francisco's Marina District sent employees to higher ground.
Everybody panicked a little bit, and we decided to close the store.
The potential for a tsunami also stirring the curiosity of others.
I was scared, but I was also really interested. And, you know, I've never seen a tsunami. I've seen them on TV.
The tsunami warning was eventually canceled. CBS News San Francisco science editor Brian Hackney.
It is far better to have a well-built house 10 feet from the epicenter than it is to have a poorly built house 10 miles away.
The quake struck in an area where three tectonic plates meet. Police in New York City have released photos of a person they like to question in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO. CBS's Anna Schechter.
CBS News obtained new video of the suspect exiting the subway at 57th Street in Midtown Manhattan, just a few blocks from where he carried out the attack. He's seen wearing the backpack that he is wearing at the time of the attack.
Police say the killer scrawled words like deny and defend on his shell casings. Police have been talking to people who were at a hostel where the suspect was apparently staying. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened retribution or legal prosecution for his critics. Now, President Biden is considering preemptive pardons for those perceived enemies. More from CBS News senior White House and political correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
In recent days, Democratic lawmakers have suggested President Biden should use his ability to pardon people by issuing preemptive pardons for these critics. Others have suggested the president should ensure that hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans wrongly caught up in the justice system should also seek pardons.
The rebuilt Notre Dame Cathedral will open in this weekend.
I'm Vicky Barker in Paris. 5 years ago, I stood here watching Notre Dame Cathedral burn. Now, this emblem of the French nation is once again reopening to worshipers and tourists. It only took the work of close to 1,000 laborers, both on site and in artisanal workshops across France. And it's finishing on time and under budget.
Saturday's reopening will be followed by an inaugural mass on Sunday. Police believe three climbers, two Americans and a Canadian, who went missing on New Zealand's tallest mountain, the 12,000 feet tall Mount Cook, likely fell to their deaths. They were reported missing 5 days ago after they failed to return from their climb. Bad weather had suspended the search for them for 3 days. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
The Bucks lose to the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Atlanta Hawks, 119-104. Milwaukee now 11-10. They face the Celtics tomorrow night in Boston. College basketball, Marquette losing to Iowa State, 81-70. The Golden Eagles host the Badgers on Saturday. NFL, Packers and the Lions tonight on Thursday Night Football. Tied in Tucker Kraft on the Packers' good mood after winning three in a row.
The locker room is almost always like this because even when we are down, you know, we're not emotionally down.
College football. Wisconsin signed 24 new recruits, but has over a dozen, including wide receiver Trek Kakahuna, entering the transfer portal. Luke Fickle on getting new players to commit despite a losing season.
Let's be honest, it's pretty easy for people out there to say, well, why would you want to do that? They're going to go right back to doing what they did before. But if people believe and trust in you, then they'll have some blind faith.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Nothing to See Here news, superstar Taylor Swift was named the number one most streamed artist on Spotify for 2024, according to Variety. That makes 2 years in a row for the pop icon. Swift songs pulled almost 27 billion streams. She was off to a good start when her album Tortured Poets Society racked up 300 million streams in 1 day and a billion in the first week. When playing a legendary character as the lead in a movie, it is probably a huge vote of confidence to get the person who you are portraying's endorsement. Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in a complete unknown. Dylan recently took to social media to say that he is sure that Chalamet will be completely believable in the role. If Dylan had actually said those words, it would have sounded like Chalamet. Chalamet is already getting Oscar buzz for his portrayal as Dylan, a complete unknown, opens Christmas Day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the middle single digits. We'll have a light west wind. That breeze will pick up a bit on Friday. West to northwest winds up around 20 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the low to mid 20s. It's 12 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We'll break down all things in the news and wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the author of one of my favorite newsletters over on Substack, one that you should subscribe to. It's free, like most are, although you can support the author. But it's absolutely brilliant. It's Mind-War, M-I-N-D-War, W-A-R.com. And the guy who writes it, who runs it, is Jim Stewartson. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm so glad to have you with us. I have been admiring your work. I've quoted it on a couple of occasions, recommended your newsletter to others, and I've been wanting to get you on the program for some time. So this time, I mean, and you know, future times, if you're amenable, we can talk about specific articles that you've written and, you know, we'll get you on those topics, but I wanted to introduce you to our audience and your newsletter. Tell us, you know, where did you start in your? I consider this one of the best anti-fascist newsletters out there. Where did you start in your path toward this toward mind-war.com?
It's been an odd journey that sort of chose me by accident. About 4.5 years ago, a colleague told me about QAnon and said, hey, this looks like what's called an alternate reality game, which is a form of online entertainment that I helped to pioneer 20 years ago. And I said, well, let me go take a look. And the day that I looked at it, it changed my life because I saw immediately what it was, which was psychological war against American citizens. What I saw was a very large death cult of people who were all homogenized to believe the same sort of radical right-wing ideology, but it was also extremely conspiratorial and bizarre and immediately reminded me of Voltaire's quote, those who can make you believe absurdities are those who can make you commit atrocities. And so I started to really dig into it to try and find out, you know, who was behind it, who was doing it. And over the first 6 months, I effectively watched it attack the Capitol. I began to, you know, really spend a lot of time and do a lot of writing on this phenomenon. And gradually I watched it morph into the big lie and watched it effectively attack the Capitol along with a bunch of Proud Boys and a lot of, you know, Christo-fascist cult members. And, you know, they all sort of converged. But what I saw was very central around this sort of phenomenon. And that's what got me started on this journey. The 4 years of the Biden administration, as successful as it has been in many ways, was an abject failure. And, you know, I sort of think of myself as a failure in the sense that I was not able to properly warn that if you don't bring the people who did the January 6th insurrection to justice, you know, if you just put the foot soldiers in prison and allow the masterminds and the puppet masters to keep doing what they were doing, you're going to get the same thing. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's what we saw on November 5th.
So what is the state of QAnon right now and the larger movement that it has seized or morphed into or absorbed or has absorbed it or whatever, you know, that we kind of right now refer to as the Trump base? And, you know, what is the state of that? How large is it? Who's in charge of it? When you report on it, who's coming after you? Tell us some stories here, Jim.
Well, it's basically the Republican Party now, right? I mean, what has happened is many of these sort of fascist, white supremacist kind of ideas, all the way, you know, to include great replacement theory, have effectively become the ideology of the GOP. So I'll give you, you know, one story. There is a guy who was written about in Q Drops, who for the last 7 years has been promoting QAnon, signing his name with "Where We Go One, We Go All" and all kinds of, you know, open promotion of it. And he was just nominated to be the FBI director. So that guy, that QAnon guy, also filed suit against me in Nevada for properly reporting on the fact that he was number two in the Pentagon. This QAnon guy, was in the Pentagon, the number two, for no reason other than he was willing to do what needed to be done. He was in the Capitol on J6 and wrote this sort of infamous memo that undermined the ability of the National Guard to assist, et cetera.
Is that Chris Miller's memo that you're talking about?
Kash Patel is the one who was in the room arguing with Milley and the others. Yes.
Oh, interesting. I mean, that's the memo, people who don't know what we're talking about, that said it was a memo to the National Guard from the head of the Army that said you may not provide assistance to the Capitol Police, essentially, and it itemized how you may not do that.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of reporting, and all you have to do is watch them to see. You know, in my personal opinion, Chris Miller is just a dumb patsy, frankly, who was put it there to sign that document so that the people who are really running the show behind the scenes, had some cover. So if you recall, 4 days after Trump lost the 2020 election, he decapitated the entire civilian leadership of the armed forces at the Pentagon and replaced them with a bunch of dude bros who had no business whatsoever leading the most lethal force in the history of mankind. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Or making critical decisions that would impact the whether or not our politicians survived an attack on the Capitol, right? Or the Capitol police officers who died, or the hundreds of people who were injured, or just the disgrace to our nation, right? Mm-hmm. In my view, they were put there specifically to make sure that there would be no, outside assistance, and it worked. And they came within 100 feet of Mike Pence. And as you recall, you know, hang Mike Pence. Right.
And there was a gallows out there. We still don't know who built that gallows, do we?
No.
Which is such a spectacular failure of intelligence. I mean, you would think that they would have noticed that, somebody's building a gallows on the lawn of a Capitol building.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, and I don't mean to sort of boast or anything, but I laid out exactly what was going to happen at the Capitol way before. Right. I started warning that there was going to be violence at the Capitol on December 21st.
Wow. Because you were monitoring QAnon.
Yes, yeah. Simply because I was watching QAnon and I was watching Mike Flynn, who is, in my view, and I was sued for it, and then it was thrown out, in my view, is the leader of QAnon. You know, I was simply watching these guys and what they were doing and what their followers were doing. And when they started to get into caravans, right, you know, talking about 2A and how they, you know, they were going to go to D.C. to clean house.
2A, Second Amendment. Yeah.
Yes. It became very clear that this was not going to be a peaceful event. And then, you know.
I get it. I totally get it. We're talking with Jim Stewartson. He's the author of mind-war.com, a Substack newsletter that you need to sign up for right now. It's absolutely brilliant. Jim, we're in 2.5 minutes. I'm going to hit a hard break here that I can't control. So that you know, we'll get cut off at that point. But where, you know, Trump is coming into power. Is QAnon running Trump? Is Trump running QAnon? What do you expect to be happening in the first 100 days of the Trump administration?
Oh, well, so QAnon per se, right, mm-hmm. Was disbanded basically at the end of 2020 when Trump lost the election. Q effectively gave up.
Right.
And Q told its followers, hey, don't use Q, don't use QAnon, mm-hmm. told its followers to debrand themselves, right? Mm-hmm. Because the deep state is going to use it against you, right? Mm-hmm. Because it gave a convenient brand. So really, over the last 4 years, QAnon has merged with a couple of movements, the sort of white nationalists, domestic movement, the theocratic Christo-fascist, you know, Christian nationalist movement, quote unquote, along with this kind of Russian-backed psychological operation that started on 4chan in 2017. All of these things have sort of merged together over the last 4 years into, you know, MAGA. Mm-hmm. It's all just MAGA now.
And largely taken over most of the GOP.
Yes. And one additional extremely important factor that I think is the most important one, which is the oligarchs.
Mm.
So the oligarchs showed up, right?
Yeah.
Elon Musk showed up in 2022, spent $44 billion, and basically turned Twitter into QAnon, right? I mean, look, well, QAnon was on 4chan and then mostly on 8chan, which is a radicalizing environment, right? You get all these white national ideas and everybody is speaking all this, you know, bigoted talk, and it becomes very normal to you. And that's why there are a lot of, white nationalists and Nazis on those sorts of platforms.
I get it.
It's because it's normalized. And Elon Musk came in and just replicated that.
No, I totally get it. Jim, I'm sorry, we're out of time.
I didn't mean to.
It's quite all right. Jim Stewartson, mind-war.com. Jim, we'll continue the conversation in a future time. Thank you so much for dropping on. Yes. Hang on just a second. We're going to get stepped on here. There we go.
Program.
Jim, thank you so much for dropping by today. It's great meeting you and great talking with you.
Likewise, Tom. Thanks.
Thank you. Mind-war.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
If the tale is old as time, the rich get the fill, while the hard times roll and folks paying the bill. They'll tell you it's tightening belts or living lean. But in boardrooms and mansions, it's cash that's king. Oh, they play that game while we take the fall. When the market's crashing, they're having a ball. They'll make a fortune when the stocks run dry. For them, it's buy low. For us, it's goodbye.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. And John in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm a military guy, a veteran, mm-hmm. and a postal veteran. And I'm trying to tell my brothers and sisters out there that they are tearing the postal service apart right now, man.
Really?
You know, I'm not there, but I hear from my friends, you know, talking about it, how machines are getting taken out, you know. And
still?
I was hoping,
Louis DeJoy is still taking down sorting machines and things?
Man.
Wow.
This dude, man, he I was hoping that Kamala Harris will get voted in and get that guy out of there, but now we done lost it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, man, that this Postal Service is going to be tore apart in the next 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's already bad as it is, man. But, you know, I spent 40 years up in there, man, and I had 8 years in the Army. And, man, you know, I got hurt on the job, but, you know, that's another thing. But, man, for these people that can't understand that our healthcare system is a mess, our education system is a mess, we're not ahead of anybody. And we keep voting these fools in.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the other caller was saying, where we need to get the message out. I got so upset during the whole 4 years of Joe Biden, why the Democrats couldn't put out what he was doing good for the country.
Yeah.
And this, it makes you sick to your stomach that you can't hear from these stupid ABC, NBC, CNN, whatever them guys call themselves. But what he did good for this country, the man was great running the country.
Yeah, he was. He's one of the best presidents in my lifetime. I'm with you, John.
And we sit here putting a crook, the biggest crook in the country back into office.
Yep.
When they think this guy's going to do us any good, he's going to tear us apart worse than what we are.
I agree.
So I can't understand how the Democrats, and like you said, we got to get with this to put out the message. But somebody got to get ahead. I want to get in there and tell them, man, we need to be able to talk to working people and tell them who's the right party to put in this office.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get destroyed by these idiots.
I'm with you, John. And I really believe that we're going to see the reinvention of the Democratic Party here over the next couple of years. It's going to have to happen. I mean, if the Democratic Party continues to embrace neoliberalism, continues to embrace low taxes, free trade, busting unions, campaigning with billionaires. They're screwed. We're all screwed. The whole country's screwed. The Democratic Party needs to go back to its FDR roots, which in today's world is most accurately reflected by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. I'm with you. John, and frankly, Joe Biden, although he's just incompetent at communicating. John, thank you so much. You said it so well. I do appreciate the call. Thank you. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Oh, and now Jeff Bezos. You know the guy who owns Amazon? He also owns the Washington Post. He just met with Trump. He says, I'm super optimistic about the Trump administration. Oh, God. We'll be right back.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarium is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbarine, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbarine is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbarine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbarine.com, code TOM. Go to superbarine.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbarine.com, code TOM.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, friends. Tom Harbin here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Harbin program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you a detailed guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even stress management. I was astonished when I first started using it. What a treat to know exactly how my body's metabolism is running. Lumen gives you also a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can breathe into it before and after workouts and meals so you always know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. I've made changes to my eating habits based on its feedback. So stay on track with your health this holiday season. Go to lumen.me/Hartman with two N's at the end. Lumen.me/Hartman to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/Hartman with two N's for 15% off your purchase. Lumen also makes a great gift. Thank you, Lumen, for sponsoring this program. Lumen, lumen.me/Hartman with two N's at the end to get 15% off.
Trade cocoa warms us, organic clothes, and almond milk in eggnog we've tried.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Ron in Kent, Washington. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. Yeah, I wanted to comment on the Medicare Advantage question.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Boeing offered all of its retirees a Medicare Advantage group plan.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a replacement for its supplemental plan. So I was initially pretty reluctant to take it, but after some research, I signed up because it provided what is called, and I think somebody mentioned it earlier, guaranteed issue rights back to standard Medicare and supplemental plan with no underwriting. So that made me feel that between that and my trust of Boeing, that I could give this a try.
Right. For people who don't know what that means, it means that when typically when you start getting sick, seriously sick, as you get older,
right.
That's the point at which Medicare Advantage plans really start screwing you. And what they're saying is, when we start really screwing you, we're going to give you the right to leave us, which they would be very happy about anyway. They'd probably kick you out once you start getting expensive. But once they kick you out, or once you decide to leave because they're screwing you so badly, they're guaranteeing that your Medigap plan will be available to you, so you will be able to go back to real Medicare, which is, you know, it's a small solace, but it's not a terrible thing. We had a caller earlier saying that the state of Massachusetts, by law, requires this of every Medicare Advantage plan in Massachusetts, which is a really good thing. I have no idea if any other states do that, but
you can Google guaranteed issue rights by state, and you can see information about that. But
right. But
getting back to the plan, my plan has been very good. I mean, and I've had some severe issues,
Unfortunately,
in the last couple months. And I've also had I've traditionally had one extremely expensive prescription drug that I take periodically.
But they're still requiring you to get permission before every procedure, every surgery, every test.
I'm not aware of that.
Well, I talk to your doctor. They're doing it in the background.
Right, yeah. So I think that... I think there are some advantages, at least to the plan I have, and hopefully it won't. Hopefully, mine's an exception to some of the horror stories I've heard.
Yeah, hopefully, and I wish you well with it, Ron. And you know, wouldn't it be nice? I mean, you know, the company wouldn't be there if they weren't able to skim a bunch of money off the top. And you and I, as taxpayers, are paying that extra amount. And wouldn't it be nice, you know, we're spending, every decade, we're spending about $55 trillion on healthcare in the United States. Bernie could cover everybody in the country for $32
trillion. Right.
And, you know, why don't we do that? I mean, it's just, this is crazy. Ron, thank you for the call. John, also in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, John.
Hey, so, I remember very recently you were speculating about the nude photos of Melania that showed up in Russia. And, obviously Putin had to have at least approved it, if not been behind it.
Yeah, for people who don't know what we're talking about, John, let me just set this up. The day after it was announced that Trump won the election, Russian media released a whole bunch of nudie pictures of Melania, some of them, I think pictures that we hadn't seen before. And then the day after that, Putin's spokesperson, as I recall, Peskov, I could be wrong, it might have been somebody else, but came out and said, Donald Trump knows the forces that helped him get elected, and those forces are now expecting him to go along with what they need, or words to that effect. And so my speculation was that all of this was Putin's way of saying to Donald Trump, we own your ass, buddy. So back to you, John.
Yeah, and even beyond that, you know how Trump just loves to humiliate everybody, little Marco or whatever, mm-hmm. whether you bow to him or not, he's going to humiliate you. And so I think it's Putin's way of showing, I can do to you what you do to everybody else. I'm going to humiliate you, too. So I think that's what it's all about.
Yep. I think you're absolutely right. I really do. And in my mind, what this all has to do with is Ukraine, because Putin's entire, not just his presidency, but his life, his ability to survive as a human being, not be assassinated by people within his own, within the Kremlin, hangs on whether he can get out of Ukraine with, some dignity intact, ideally, in his mind, seize the entire country. So we'll see where this goes. But he's going to need Trump to do that. John, thank you. Thank you for the call. Ginger in Seattle. Hey, Ginger, what's up?
Hi. It's like Seattle day.
Yeah,
today
apparently.
With you. Anyway, I just wanted to give a real simple example that I have had living here next to a neighbor regarding normalization of things that are really bad, mm-hmm. that people begin to think are just fine. She's from the Philippines, and she used to go back there and visit and talk about how awful it was of what Duterte was doing, shooting people in the streets if they look like they might be using drugs. I mean, he just literally gave, apparently, the police permission to shoot people.
And they killed over 10,000, and Duterte bragged about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just awful. Anyway, I saw her go, like, within 2 to 3 years from thinking that was abhorrent, horrible, to, we really want him back now because it looks like the criminals are coming back and my parents live there and they're really old and I'm really worried about them.
In the Philippines?
And there are people living in the Philippines right now who are doing anything they can to get Duterte back. They would just love to have him back because he cleaned up the streets. People could leave their doors open or whatever. Yeah. And in other words, she's changed. I saw her change in 2 to 3 years from thinking that was such an awful thing.
Well, I thought that Bam Bam or Bong Bong or whatever, the Marcos kid who's now the head of the Philippines, I thought that he was, I know he canceled the, cops can kill anybody they want anytime they want stuff. But I thought he was ruling with a pretty iron fist. What am I missing?
She doesn't talk about him. She just talks about missing Duterte. And a lot of her friends here and in the Philippines are clamoring for this guy to be back. They want him back. That's just an example of what happens in a lot of cases.
Yeah, it's the normalization of fascism.
Exactly. Yeah, I just wanted to let people know that.
Well, thank you, Ginger. Thanks for the heads up on that. I'll keep an eye on that. Thank you so much. Rosemary in San Francisco. Hey, Rosemary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm a longtime listener, but first-time caller, and I'm pretty nervous. We love your show. My husband and I watch it regularly. I was very moved. We were both very moved when you had Stephen Spoonamore on a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so I joined his Substack, and I've been following his postings ever since. And I know the last thing that you had mentioned was he'd back down on his bullet ballot theory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About the rigged election. But following his posting, he has not backed down on the premise that the election was rigged.
I know.
And I'm not a, what do you call it, a conspiracy theory kind of a person, but I feel like it's really that everyone mulling about why the Democrats didn't win the election, why Kamala didn't win, is barking up the wrong tree. And if indeed the election was rigged, it won't matter if we have another New Deal candidate who is very charismatic. It seems from what Spoonamore's research is showing that that they know how to rig our election system. And it's for me, it's very frightening because it feels to be we never have another fair election again.
Yeah. It is very concerning.
It's very concerning. I'm curious your thoughts about that.
I have a lot of respect for Stephen Spoonamore. He was right back in 2004. He was right in 2000. His miss on the bullet ballots thing, I suspect, hurt him a lot. You know, his credibility and whatnot, particularly with kind of official politicians. But I have a lot of respect for him, and I encourage people to go over to Substack.com and just plug in his name and sign up for his newsletter. It's worth reading.
I do too.
We're going to get him back on in a couple of weeks as things solidify a little. Greg Palast is looking into this stuff too, and you know I have tremendous respect for Greg. Rosemary, I'm out of time, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
If you live along the Pacific coast in California or Oregon, you are under a tsunami alert right now. So be careful. Find out what's going on quick.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%. APR, 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we gather 'neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your interests, join the fight for a future for what's right. Raise your voice.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bob in Portland, Maine. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind? The other Portland.
Hi, Tom. Yes, sir. I'm reporting in on my experience with open enrollment Medicare.
Okay.
I went on and
did
I found.
Did you just turn 65, or are you switching from something to something?
I'm switching from the same thing, carrier to carrier, because my carrier for the past 3 years, the premiums were high. So I found a carrier with a new premium.
Is this nice Medicare premium. Advantage or Medigap?
No, this is the Medigap coverage plan G.
Cool.
And so I went to the new carrier on their website to apply, and suddenly I was hit with a pre-existing condition questions.
Which I didn't
expect. I mean, I don't have any pre-existing conditions other than being healthy, so it didn't affect me any. But I just didn't think that was supposed to happen.
I didn't think that was supposed to happen either, Bob, but I'm no expert on this. Let me give you the phone number for the Medicare information. What's it called here? The official name of this thing. It's called the Medicare Rights Center, and it's toll-free, and it's 800. Are you ready to write?
Yeah, I am now, yeah.
Okay, 800-333-4114.
Okay.
Give him a shout. Ask him what's going on.
Yeah, I'll call us back
and let us know. Okay. I mean, you can just tell Jeremy, and he can pass it along to me, or you know, if it's something you know detailed or fascinating, I'll put you on the air and tell Jeremy that I said that.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm kind of thinking that maybe the same question was given to everybody, and maybe they're just collecting data.
It could be, they can't enforce you know their underwriting. Or it may be, that they can underwrite when you change carriers. I've been with the same carrier ever since I turned 65. So I have no experience with this. I'm sorry, Bob. And I'm not an expert on this.
Yeah, no. And the thing is, at the top of this section where they were asking these questions, it says if you answer yes to any of the below, you are not eligible for this coverage.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
So
I'll call that number, and I'll call Angus King, too.
Cool. Okay. Bob, thanks a lot. Good talking to you. Keep up the good work. Yeah. Alan in San Diego. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hi, how you doing, Tom?
I'm great.
Yeah, listen, all right. Listen, you ever heard of, I know you heard of Michael Moore. But he made a movie some years ago called Sicko.
Yeah.
You ever heard of it?
I saw it. I promoted it. Michael was on this program about it. Donna Smith, who was featured in that movie, is a friend. Yeah, I'm very familiar with Sicko. Why? What's up?
Yeah, because see, I was kind of alarmed by how much the corruption with the medical field is and everything. With that, I was like, well, wow, But I want to ask you another dumb question, though, if you don't mind. You ever heard of Dick Gregory?
Dick Gregory was also a good friend of mine. We traveled to Africa together.
Oh, my goodness.
He was on the board of directors of the program for abused kids that I started up in New Hampshire. I knew Dick really well. His son was my chiropractor when I lived in D.C.
Oh, my goodness. So, oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Because, see, there is this, because I want to say this, because see, this is, he has a protege, right? And he's calling him the human early warning system. He goes by the name of Mark from Anaheim, and he's on the Carl Nelson show.
I don't know him.
Yeah. But anyway, he's on the Carl Nelson show podcast, and what you were saying earlier, maybe for the past week or so, was talking about how the media is getting, how do you say it? Anyway, he was talking about how he predicted years ago that soon you're going to have nothing but David Duke stations all over the world, all over the country.
Yeah, we're there.
And you're going to phase out. Yeah, it's going to be caused by the John Birch Society and stuff. So
yeah,
I was wondering if you ever.
That's where Daddy Coke started. You know, the Koch brothers' father back in the 50s was funding the John Birch Society, and when the John Birch Society was putting up billboards all over the country that said "Impeach Earl Warren" because of the Brown versus Board of Education. A decision in 1954. Yeah, amazing stuff, Alan. I really miss Dick Gregory. In fact, I got fired the one time in my entire life that I got fired from a job. And when I told Dick Gregory this story, we were flying from Germany to Kenya, and he just thought it was hysterical. I didn't know him at the time. I was 17 years old. But I was a DJ doing an all-night progressive rock show on a radio station that was doing what was called Drake format, which was a particular, you had, first you play a top 40, then you play a top 10, then you play a golden old, there was a particular cycle to the music that you had to sing. But I was doing the all-night progressive, album cuts show, so I didn't think the rules applied to me. And I played two women back to back, and this is like 1 o'clock in the morning. I was overnight. The station manager calls me up and starts yelling at me, going, "You can't play two women back to back. That creates a sound." And so I started playing Black Women back to back. And he calls me up again, and he's screaming at me, and he fired me on the phone. Right.
Oh my goodness.
So I took out Dick Gregory's album, The Light Side, The Dark Side. It's a two album set, and I put it on the turntable. And for the next 4 hours, that's what I played. It was nothing but Dick Gregory. And the engineer showed up at the station, and he says, Bob called me and said, "I'm supposed to kick you out." And I said, "Well, if you want to do that, that's fine. I'll leave, and you can run the turntables." And he pulls out a bag of pot, and he says, "Nah, let's just get high." And so we sat there for the last 2 hours of my show smoking dope in the studios of WVIC AM and FM in Lansing, Michigan. And that was my last day at that radio station, and the one and only time in my life I've been fired. Alan, I got to run, but
okay. Hey, good for you.
Wild times. That was back in 1968. Thanks a lot for the call.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, good talking to you. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome civic media sports guru Mike Clemens, Lisa O'Hearn from the Sister Bay Historical Society, and it's a bar band Friday night. So Terry Barr joins the show with great music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.